Well, yeah, I mean, your jokes are just so stupid. They're funny, and you guys are funny, but they're just so stupid.
It feels like you're running, right?
Mm.
Like, if you did this, you know, just like,
Do you remember the trackpad for the Nintendo?
Yes, I do.
Doesn't this feel like you should be just killing it on the trackpad?
Absolutely,
right now?
Yeah. Totally. Wow, I can't believe you remember that.
That's a throwback. I haven't thought about that in a while.
No. Nobody's thought about that for a long time.
I used to not do well at that.
you don't say. I didn't actually own one. I knew people who owned it.
Me too. Yeah, like my neighbor as a kid had
it. My cousins did, and I think it was mainly to play the track and field game. Actually,
yeah, that was the only thing I ever played on it. Actually, which was cool. I enjoyed jumping, and
yeah, I guess so.
I think they kind of nailed it with the Wii a little better.
And yeah, and then I learned that it was like pretty much the A and B button.
Yeah, and then you could just cheat. Yeah. That kind of ruined it for me also. Yeah.
I liked the skeet shooting part of the that track and field game.
Ooh, that was when I found out what skeet shooting was, and I was like, maybe sports is cool.
Now you know what skeet shooting is.
Yeah. Yeah. So does my freaking landlord when he's trying to clean my bathroom. Mike, how are you doing?
Chris, I'm great. This is This Awful Podcast. This is episode number 22.
I can't believe we made it this far.
Nobody can believe we made it this far.
Yeah. Shouldn't it be 23?
It'd be 24, actually.
Yeah, sometimes we don't release episodes. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks, huh, since we pumped one out.
Yes.
That's cool.
It has been 2 weeks since we pumped one out.
It's good to be back in the saddle with you, Mike. I have these Google alerts for my name, and I got a Google alert for the first time in a while. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I open it up, and apparently a guy named Chris Caesar has like an author credit along with, I think, two other guys for some kind of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic fan fiction book.
Hmm.
And Mike, I got to be honest with you, that's going to be a problem for me. I don't really like that.
What's wrong with that, Chris?
Look, it's a complicated issue. If you're not online a lot,
you're extremely online.
I am online, basically. I'm like beyond online.
You're the you are the physical embodiment of online. You are the internet.
I was online the other day and having a good time, you know, doing the online thing.
Uh-huh.
And came across someone who was posting a tweet who said, I've read all 2,500 of QAnon's posts, and anyone else who has, feel free to debate me. Like, otherwise, like, fuck off, essentially. I replied to this, I've read all 2,500. Debate me, coward. And she blocked
me. Nice. Oh.
Yeah, and I screenshot it and kind of replied to myself as a kind of own. And then our dear friend Duncan fucking just slid in there, like, bottom of the ninth. Slid the fuck in there. I was like, I'll debate you.
The sports knower has entered the room.
He said, I'll fucking debate you, man. And he really wants to defend QAnon. And he throws some evidence at me. First argument is referencing a post QAnon made, apparently, claiming to be from inside Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And took about a couple hours, I think, if not less, for people to figure out that it was just a taken image from mass media.
Mm-hmm. So that was widely proven to be false, right?
It would seem almost you would want it to be an uncontroversially obvious, like, not even in a partisan way. You're just like, I hope that, like, when I see a chair that people don't see, like, a dog. That'd be great. It's not like, oh, you know, that's a good chair, that's a bad chair. That's like a reasonable disagreement. It's like, oh, that chair is actually a fucking dragon. And then you're really eating shit. It's not a good situation. So.
No.
So, just because I'm a degenerate idiot, I just engage with Duncan for some time.
As you're wont to do, yes.
Send me another thing. And this really shook me, Mike.
Okay.
It's two screenshots of... one was from 4chan.
Okay.
And it was someone basically asking Q, can you tell the president to tweet this, like, super specific thing? I can't remember what it was, and it doesn't even fucking matter. The next image is Trump... Oh, sorry. And it was supposed to be tweeted from inside of Air Force One. That's important.
That. Okay.
The next day, I think, or maybe a couple of days later, Trump is on Air Force One. Completely unpredictable behavior by the president.
What a loose cannon.
Yeah, what a wild guy. He's on his way to the Army-Navy game, and he is on the plane, and he tweets from it something like, oh, so excited to be going to the Army-Navy game. I'm the fucking president. It has nothing to do with anything that this guy asked him to tweet. But because it was from Air Force One, had 17 words, they were like, wow, yeah, this is Trump calling him. This is it. This is what this guy is literally saying to me and sending me memes like he's dunking on me. And I was just like, holy fucking shit, dude.
You know, he's just sending the memes and be like, yeah, this will get him.
Yeah, he was. He was sending me these like smug Trump memes with this numbers fucking adding up to 17.
This will fucking do it.
And I'm like, what does this fucking mean, dude? I'm just like, you know what, man? You should come on the pod.
As we usually do for people who we think are cowards.
And you know what? It's a great filter because people before us have been like, let's talk in person. Very few do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the legends. It's the people who are fucking committed that do. We're talking bow level shit.
Check it out, our interview with Duncan, the QAnon guy from Twitter. Duncan.
Yes. Hello.
Hello,
this is Duncan.
Duncan, how are you, Duncan?
I'm good.
Excellent.
How are you guys?
We're great. Pretty good. You were live on the pod.
How are you tonight? Did you say you were just getting off of work?
I got off of work, and then I ran a couple errands, and then I had dinner, and then I'm ready.
What the fuck did you have for dinner, man?
I had salmon and potatoes.
Now, was it freshwater salmon?
I think so.
Good. All right, good.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
The farm salmon, they're going to fuck you on that. You know, they stain that stuff pink so people buy it. Did you know that?
Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true or not.
It's fucking true, man. Anyway, we brought Duncan on because we interacted on a thread about QAnon. You know, as much as I think this shit is crazy, he did agree to come on the pod. And I thought it'd be interesting to hear him out.
Yes.
And I guess my first question, Duncan, is, like, how did you come across QAnon initially, and what about it kind of compelled you to keep looking into it and take it seriously?
A friend of mine told me this weird poster on 4chan's were posting some crazy prediction, and so I kept my eye on it, and then things kept happening. And that turned out to be this guy named QAnon. Anybody who follows Q is anywhere from weeks to months ahead of the news cycle.
Okay.
So I'd like to start off with, if we can, some chronologicals. One of Q's very first posts. If you have your Twitter open, I sent you a tweet just now. If you'd like to take a look at this image, it's a green post.
Sure. It looks like a 4chan screenshot.
So this is one of Q's first posts. It didn't have a trip code. So Q starts out talking about JK, Jared Kushner, and Saudi Arabia, and talking about what Saudi Arabia, known for, spoilers, child sex trafficking, where the biggest donations originate from them. You know, why is it relevant? Because they donate to Clinton. What else is relevant with Saudi Arabia? Child sex trafficking, terrorists, ISIS, things like that. It goes down the list. Anyway, this is what is relevant about this. This was posted the day before the Saudi purge. If you remember the Saudi purge, where Prince Salman, I believe, arrested over 200 of the Saudi Arabian royal family. And that was headed up by Jared Kushner. Later revealed weeks later that he provided CIA intelligence reports of his enemies to Salman, who purged the Saudis. And it was also verified weeks later that American mercenaries were deployed to assist the Saudi prince. So, quick question. Do you think that that was a coincidence that QAnon broke that before the news?
Well, I think what I would say is he didn't really break anything. He...
Well, that was the first time it was referenced to and reported on.
Now, well, he's not actually predicting any kind of purge or anything like that. He's just talking in kind of coded terms about why did Jared Kushner go to Saudi Arabia, and it just so happened that something happened in Saudi Arabia the next day. And, you know, okay.
Exactly. So that's my question. Is that a coincidence, in your opinion?
Well, how many of these things go nowhere? I mean, I feel like if you post enough...
I'm just asking you a simple question here. I mean...
Yeah, I do think it's a coincidence. I mean, it's not a coincidence,
then,
really.
Then that's fine, too.
I mean, it's just kind of... there are two events. I don't even see how they're related. So even calling them a coincidence seems to be kind of a stretch to me. It's just like, you know, why did he go to Saudi Arabia?
It's QAnon, who claims to be part of this Q clearance, connected to Trump, talking about Jared Kushner, Saudi Arabia, talking in code about these things that are just about to happen, and then some craziness does happen. Do you not see the correlation right there?
I mean, it would be more compelling to me.
There's like some correlation, right?
I mean, he's referencing a trip by Jared Kushner that he made there. Is it?
Yeah, he's referencing because Jared Kushner made a trip there a couple of times in the preceding month.
Well, it's Saudi Arabia.
That was in the news.
Yeah.
So it's not like QAnon was predicting Jared Kushner went there because he went there before Q started posting about it.
Right.
But Q posted about Jared Kushner and Saudi Arabia the day before the purge happened. And the purge happened because Jared Kushner gave the prince those documents identifying his enemy. Now, does that make sense to you guys? Like, did I explain it right?
No, I mean, I think your explanation is clear, honestly, and articulate.
Great.
And, so
if you can answer my question.
Right.
Is that a coincidence or not?
Well, again, it's...
Seems pretty coincidental.
Yeah, like there's an internet post referencing Jared Kushner's trip to Saudi Arabia. Why did he go there? And then suddenly something happens in Saudi Arabia. I'm supposed to believe that QAnon is real and has insight into the government.
Exactly.
I mean, I think that's a huge stretch, doesn't
it? Coincidence, right?
You seem like a logical
guy.
Right, coincidence. Yeah, well, again, not even a coincidence. Not even remotely related. Aside from the country.
I'm keeping a coincidence counter, just so you know. Chris, final vote, coincidence or not?
Coincidence counter, huh?
Yeah. So I'll put you down for one coincidence, sounds like it. Mike, what about you, buddy?
You know, I don't know, actually. I'm...
You got to put something down for the coincidence calculator.
Oh, man, I feel like I'm in the middle. I feel like I'm...
Get your head in the game, buddy.
Right. Okay, I could put an unsure...
Yeah, don't.
Hey, don't tell him what to put down.
Don't tell him what to put down. It's up to you. Okay.
You know.
I would like to be unsure for right now. I'm keeping an open mind.
All
right.
How many unsure counter for you, Mike?
Thank you.
All right. So we got one there, one there. Okay.
Well,
that it directly correlates, that you predicted it.
I mean, the coincidence to me is like you bump into an old friend and you both have the same book in your hand. It's not like someone...
Man, I'm asking you... I'm asking if you think it's coincidence or if you think Q is legit. What do you think?
Well, I obviously think Q is complete bullshit, man. You mustn't realize that.
Oh, cool. Well, I mean, so far, so should I put that down as coincidence then?
Yeah, all right. Man, you can put it down.
What are our options?
My bad, dude. Put it down as coincidence.
Is there a coinkydink category?
Okay, I mean, okay, great. I mean, if you got another option besides a Q point or a coincidence, let me know, okay?
Yeah. I will acquiesce to you destroying me with this logic trap that you're setting up.
Whatever. All right, so, anyways. President posts this Twitter picture, and I'll link it to you guys right now.
Love a good tweeter picture.
That was a great store back in the day.
Yeah, dude. Tweeter electronics, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You could get a Game Boy just by sucking a dick.
I don't think we went to the same store. It's...
Duncan, you still with us?
All right, so this is coming in. So, this picture is from Trump. And if you go to the original picture on his Twitter... and then right-click it and save it, you can see that the image is saved as Do It Q.
All right, so here's okay. The original. Yeah. This is from the 8th of November in 2017.
And then we should hopefully see the name of the image. And does it say Do It Q?
You see that, Chris?
Do It Q?
Do It Q.
Oh, I see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's like assuming Twitter generates a random number and the president just didn't name it that himself. It's like a 1 in a billion odds.
I really find it hard to believe that when you upload an image to Twitter, it retains the original file name of whatever you uploaded to it.
It would be a stretch to me.
It would be like letting anyone throw something into a file cabinet with whatever label they want, and how would that even work?
Is that a coincidence? Are we going to put that in a coincidence category for you guys?
I mean, no, because it didn't even happen. This happened to you? You right-clicked on a photo in the president's thing and it came up as a QAnon reference?
It came up as Do It Q as the file name.
Bro, I mean, he doesn't even have control over that. It's Twitter. They randomize all the file names. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to...
So wait a minute, hold on, Duncan. I just want to kind of clarify what you are asserting here. You're asserting that the original file name of the photo itself had the words "Do It Q" in it, and then he uploaded that to Twitter, and that Twitter retained the file name. Is that what you're asserting?
And that we could presumably right-click it.
Somehow POTUS was able to put "Do It Q" into the file name.
Okay.
And I don't know if everybody can do that, but you know this guy's got access to you know, the NSA surveillance system.
Sure. So worse for everyone, but tweet.
Well, I want to...
Oh, wait, real quick. Before we go to this other tweet, can we mark you down as coincidence, or what do you think? Can we do a Q point on this one?
It might be kind of tough because, again, you are definitely stating two situations. However, they do not correlate in any way, even on a coincidental level. So it's kind of difficult for me to say it's a coincidence or it's Q. I'm gonna scratch out a little side column here, call it the old bullshit column, and throw a little number on there.
What? Oh my gosh! Wow! Wow, okay, fine.
I went there, right, Duncan. Well, I fucking went there, bro. All
right, well, look at this next picture and then tell me what you think.
Okay, let's...
I sent that to you, Chris.
I really like the public tweeting of evidence. This is fun, and people can look at it afterwards.
Out in the open, out in the wild.
Okay, here we go.
All right. So...
Oh.
Yes.
Duncan. Well, I'm convinced.
Duncan, I want you to level with me here. Are you fucking with us? If you're Stop.
Two of 100 here.
Stop. If you're fucking with us, I will have so much more respect for you right now. I will
honestly. I would give you my paycheck.
You'd be my fucking king if you were fucking with us.
I'd be so impressive.
I would be because this is.
I often get confused for a troll, but I swear I'm legit.
Okay.
All right. So just so our listeners know, what he sent us was the same photo of Trump with his thumbs up and some of his entourage. Jared Kushner looks like some
Stephen Miller.
Yeah, old gang folks. They're all sticking their thumbs up, and someone drew a circle around or an oval, not a circle, around the all the thumbs being stuck up, and then a line from basically drawing a Q. With all the thumbs up, and Duncan, I guess this is significant for Duncan. This is a big find.
So this
it's just another coincidence, I guess. I mean, isn't it?
I mean,
you know, it's
very.
It's
that's a tough sell for me.
I mean,
okay. So I mean, should we say coincidence for you guys, or do we want to do more in the unsure column?
It's fucking a coincidence as hell that Trump and his guys had a thumbs up sign. And
I mean, if you connect the thumbs in a contiguous line, sort of forms like a mountain range. You know, like maybe he's talking about. Is there something about the Rocky Mountains that's?
It feels very powerful. It's like a celebration of the West.
Maybe like a Patagonia symbol. You know, for the Patagonia symbol. You think Patagonia is?
I've also heard that Trump really likes putting thumbs up his ass. That might be an element.
You know, I'm sure you deniers can find the Virgin Mary in there if you really try hard enough.
Okay, we're not the one finding Q in there. That's you. We're not finding anything in it.
Should we count that as coincidence or unsure?
I think.
Or do you just want to bullshit it?
I think I'm gonna pee a little bit and then use the driplets on my dick to put a one under the bullshit column again.
Okay, gotcha.
Cool.
So here's a new tweet for you. This is the day before the. State of the Union address in January.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the 29th of January 2018.
All right.
Maybe Q can work the phrase tip-top into the State of the Union as a shout-out to the board.
Was the phrase tip-top thrown in there? Is that what you're going to tell
Not
me?
Not in the State of the Union because it was the day before.
And you can't throw something like tip top into an hour speech the night before.
You're right.
Fucking maniac.
But you might be able to
just for a second, man, you got an hour speech, right? It's gotta be like 100 fucking pages, right? So you got 100 fucking pages. You're telling me you got tip top, you got that in there. I'm telling you, you go in there like, hey guys, we got to get tip top in there. Everyone's like, whoa. We've been writing this speech for 300 fucking years and it's 60 pages. How the absolute shit am I going to get this in there? And John Kelly's like, get it done, bitch. And they're like, oh my God. And they couldn't do it. And they just couldn't do it. And that's the kind of stuff you're talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So they had to wait. So I sent you another one.
They did have to
check out the game.
Okay. So this is a tweet by Praying Medic.
Oh, boy.
Okay. On the eve of the State of the Union address, one of the Anons asked, if QAnon can get the president to work the phrase tip-top into his speech as a shout-out to the board, and he was not able to get the phrase worked into the State of the Union, but he did get the president to say it in his address on Easter weekend in April 2nd. So at some point during the year...
Yeah, that was just a few months later.
Okay.
Few months later, he said that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just a few months.
Yeah.
So fucking
after
weird.
Right. So I mean,
so fucking...
You know, I mean, can anybody predict that the President of the United States is going to ever say tip-top ever? Like, come on. Like, are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. What are you talking about? Like, he asked him to say it during the State of the Union. He says it fucking 4 months later, and you're like, oh, this confirms this guy is a deep state operative? What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
I'm asking you. I'm asking
no, it's not
you.
A coincidence. It's not anything. It's complete.
Yeah,
pie. You crazy? God. Duncan, what are you doing, man?
All right. I want.
Are you for real?
I'm on. Look, listen to me, Chris. I'm gonna mute your mic for a second, okay? I'm trying to listen to this objectively, okay? I'm trying to listen to this objectively,
yeah.
And I'm trying to evaluate all this evidence because, again, I'm not educated in QAnon. I barely even use Twitter, honestly. So. I want to hear all this evidence. I want to hear it. And, you know, I know, Chris, that you're a skeptic. I know that, that most things you say, oh, that's all bullshit. But I just want to hear Duncan took the time to call us and to, explain QAnon to us. So I want to hear what he's got to say, you know? So, I mean, you know. I'm a curious human being.
So right there, Q confirms it, you know.
Okay, so Q...
He confirms it again.
Okay, so he confirms it. Okay. Oh. All right, so the next thing that you say confirms this is this the tweet on the 2nd of April that says tip-top, tippy-top shape?
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's what Trump says.
Tip-top, tippy-top tweet. Shape. Okay.
Yeah,
it's definitely not a guy sundowning. It's a secret code to all the QAnons.
No, it's just a confirmation. It's just like...
It's not a worm laying an egg in his cerebral compartment.
For Trump to say that, and then Trump said it on Easter. Yeah, I mean, that's all that is.
That is so fucked up that a guy went on a message board and said the president would say a word, and then the president said it 3 months later, thereby confirming Pizzagate, as well as a number of other horrible theories. I did not realize that that's a very... You never hear people say tip-top, right, Mike?
I've never, ever heard that in my life.
It's so weird that he would say it...
I don't know, Chris.
...one time...
I don't know, man.
Four months after a guy would say...
It's compelling.
Predicted he would say it tomorrow.
I think it's compelling evidence.
So I sent you another picture if you want to like check out something that's a little bit more advanced, but I think you guys can still get it.
Okay, I think I can get it.
So check out this new picture. Okay, so let me know when you see it has the Q mug on it.
Oh, yeah, the Q mug I just found on eBay while you guys were talking, yeah. What about that one?
Okay. So, do you see the bottom left corner is the Q post on January 13th?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we're looking at a composite image here. So, it's got multiple images here of a Q mug and then some posts and a tweet from the U.S. Department of Defense. Okay.
Lots of text. You guys enjoy that stuff. You like putting colored text
like to
on
read.
Images. Hell yeah. You like to read memes. I agree.
Okay.
I'm just going to read some of this text because it might be confusing for folks who can't see it. But it is a composite image. And the top says, how do we know Q is real? A, quote, white hat, not a part of the silent coup.
Desperately trying to take down a duly elected sitting U.S. president because he's been proving it like this for months.
And there's a 1-2-3 panel, and that helps me break it down.
Yep.
And it says, fascinating. On 13th of January, Q asked if we trusted the chain of command. Today, Department of Defense tweeted about National Geographic's airing of chain of command.
Okay.
Now, that was 2 days later on January 15th.
Okay.
And there just happened to be... Now, this is the big thing, Mike.
Okay, all right.
This is the thing that I want you to kind of hold on to your pants
before I read this.
So, not only did Q tweet that, and then there was a show called Chain of Command.
Mm-hmm.
In that show, Mike, there was a coffee mug with the letter Q on it. Now, how the fuck is Trump not arresting tens of thousands of people secretly for sex crimes? Do you see what I mean?
The evidence is mounting.
I feel like it's a common mug that I found by Googling it.
That too, yeah.
It's not like that. Okay. And what it is a sign to all the MAGA people who are out there that Trump is listening and he respects us and he's going to lock up all the Pizzagate guys.
Okay.
And
exactly. I mean, pretty much. I know you're being sarcastic, but that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what do you guys want to hear about? Like, Q predicted the Pope and the Vatican and Catholic, you know, sex scandals a month before they happened. You know, he predicted the Trump Space Force like 6 months before it happened. What do you guys want evidence on?
But he's not predicting anything. He's not predicting stuff. He's just throwing out these like weird ink blot tests.
Well, it's coded language.
It's ambiguous language that you could project whatever you want onto it. If you didn't believe in QAnon, man, and someone came to you with this stuff and you weren't like, you wouldn't be convinced. If I came to you and I was like, yo, there's this guy in the Obama administration who has all this information about how Obama's great and everyone is stupid and there's no like accountability for it and it's completely anonymous, you would fucking laugh your ass off. And that would be like 10%
as ridiculous. You don't know what I would do. You don't know my experience.
I have a good sense of it, buddy.
18 years, you know?
Uh-huh.
I've been researching the Freemasons and Illuminati and all that stuff.
You've been a researcher in the occult for 18 years?
So, and...
How did you get into researching the occult?
Oh, 9/11. Because I knew something was wrong with that.
Yeah. Satan's got to be on top of that shit. So what did you find out about Satan and 9/11?
So check this out. Right in Roman numerals, 9/11.
Okay. I did it.
IXXI, right?
No, it says Duncan sucks. Want to write that off?
That is not what it says, actually, well, Chris. That's really weird.
IXXI. Roman numerals is IXXI for 9/11. You got the seal of Saturn in the middle of the two towers.
Oh my God.
Roman numerals. Get it?
Okay. So
actually, IXXI is a personal and flexible wall decoration. Actually. You can
and then the Freemasons support the IXXI all over the place. Freemasons. And there's some symbolism.
You know what's really weird is that most Freemasons I know are old fucking bastards who
could never hijack a plane.
Who are really fat and wear suspenders and really don't seem very smart at all.
No, they don't.
I don't know.
They're probably low-level Masons.
I think we're giving the Freemasons...
They're probably just low-levelers.
Low levelers, yeah.
That's probably just low level Masons, man. You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You don't...
Watch out for those guys.
Which one of us do you think is the Q one, Duncan?
Trick question.
Not Chris. So I would have to say Mike, just because Mike, you seem a little bit smarter.
Yes!
Fuck you, Chris. Duncan said I was smarter.
Hey, Duncan, looks like there's a new message from QAnon here. Hold on a second. Getting it up.
Is there? He was posting today. I have the Q app.
I'm just looking it up. Oh, it says Duncan sucks ass. That's all it says.
It does not say that.
That is a major slam.
It says Duncan sucks ass and is he doesn't know anything.
Jesus.
That's do you think he's talking about you, Duncan?
How are you gonna come back to
that's
that,
so Duncan? Fucking weird.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
You guys have been really disappointed by Q like lately. Like the whole December 5th thing was a fucking bust, and you know,
Actually, crazy stuff happened on December 5th.
Totally,
I had a huge bust on December 5th.
Yeah, because first of all, John McCain was probably military tribunal's death, and
sorry,
and then Bush.
Hold on a minute.
You mean cancer?
He was tribunal to death?
No, I mean, he was probably executed.
Oh.
By cancer.
Because Q predicted the day John McCain was going to die.
Wow, it's so crazy.
I can't believe he knew John McCain was going to die, dude.
It's crazy. No, but that's crazy, the guy who has terminal cancer.
Month before he died, named McStane is going to die in like 30 days. Or it was like 30 days. And he just referenced homie the 30 days, and boom, it was done 30 days later.
Okay. All right. Okay. So So what would have happened? You're saying John McCain was executed. Why? Why would they execute?
Because he was supporting ISIS and basically arming ISIS with a bunch of weapons to fight Assad.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Like out of his pocket, or how was he doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he was you know, facilitating. He met with all the people and decided who to pick and who to give
all the ISIS people.
He Obama met and Hillary.
Hillary and Obama and all the ISIS people.
Okay. So,
no, I mean, that's for real. I mean,
no, it seems for real. So John McCain and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the guy that murdered Seth Rich and ISIS all got together and they were like, let's get some fucking guns and shit. And then Trump was like, let's fucking just kill John McCain for doing that. And like the FBI was like, okay, dude. And they killed John McCain, who had cancer, by the way, and could have just died on his own. But they were like, no, let's really fucking complicate this.
Him. Too predicted to the day. I mean, that's what John McCain was doing. And then
to the
Trump
day,
team,
he said within 30 days, right? He did not predict to the day.
Yeah,
he predicted range, and he fell at the far end of the range.
No. He said 30 days, and then he referenced a specific day, and on that day, No Name McStain died officially in the news.
Officially in the news.
So he knew when the story was going to break.
Earlier.
A month before it was happened.
Damn, so he's in control of like media shit too. This guy is like on point 24/7.
Yeah.
I mean, that's weird. You know, he can't just be like, hey, something's going to happen on December 12th and it happens. That's fucking weird. Like when WikiLeaks gets people who are actually involved in classified shit, I'm not a huge fan of them anymore, but at least they just published it. And that was that. You didn't have to fucking whip out your poetry digest and do all this symbolistic analysis and numerology. And it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean,
where's
I
your
know,
evidence?
It's kind of advanced just, for some simple
it's
kind
It's not
of people.
Advanced. It's stuff that people... It's like Dark Ages shit, you fucking moron. How the fuck is... It's ridiculous.
When you still can't get it?
Show me like one fucking prediction that this asshole made, man. You
but
can't.
I still want to get clarification on the McCain death prediction. Okay, I want to get clarification on that. Okay. What did Q say that predicted McCain's death?
All right, there was a picture of No Name.
No Name McCain.
Traitor.
Yeah, okay. Because he's a traitor.
Because okay.
He was a POW,
right?
He's a traitor. Okay,
so,
sure.
Yeah, he's a traitor because he worked with ISIS, yo.
Yeah. I guess right. That makes you a traitor when you do that, Mike.
So
he's got you there.
But no, how did he work with ISIS? Like, what is the proof of that?
He shook
Barack Obama's
hand.
And hired them. You know, all those moderate rebels that were supposedly fighting ISIS and Assad?
Do you understand that John McCain just can't personally fund militants in another country with American tax? Like, what are you saying, man?
So, okay. So let's
on that one.
Okay, so we're straying from the point. So the No Name. Okay.
Yeah, okay, and his hands are up.
His
like,
hands are
like, what?
Okay.
Okay. Like, what? And that's like a picture, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's picture number one. All right, and there's another post that says, hands up, 30 days. Every dog has its day. All right. I think that's pretty much word for word the Q post. Okay. People are like, whoa, hands up. Oh, that's No Name, right? 30 days later is National Dog Day officially. And that's the day John McCain is toast. And I think he even predicts the exact time with his timestamp.
So,
I mean, is that too much of a coded language for you to understand? Like,
that's
you
a
get
whole...
that one.
That is a whole bunch of fucking gibberish to me. I mean, so I get
okay,
the...
Okay, I mean, the QAnon is not for everybody. It really isn't. You know?
Yeah,
it's not for anybody.
It's not for anyone who can
It's not
fucking...
for anybody. So, by some major stretch of the imagination, Q predicted John McCain's death, even though John McCain had brain cancer and he was probably going to die pretty much any day.
That was the mass media fake news cover story, was the brain cancer, just so you know.
Oh, so what was it? So what was it really that killed him?
He was tried by military tribunal. He's given a deal to have an honorable funeral.
Okay.
And then executed. and then to not have his name officially dragged through the mud. But we all know what happened.
So he gave arms to ISIS, I guess, just as the, because he's a senator. And he's just like, he calls up the Pentagon and he's like, give him some money. And the Pentagon's like, I don't know about this, John. Yeah. And he's like, I'm a freaking senator, you son of a bitch. And then the military gets wind of it. And no old Johnny boy is going up the fucking flagpole, isn't he?
That would have never happened if Trump, or if I'm sorry, if Hillary won. Because they were all in it together. Mm. Like, Hillary's whole plan for America was crazy.
I'm going to have to say this Q thing is bullshit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Mike, dude.
Like I said before, it's not for, you know, it's not for everybody.
That's a convenient way to explain it off, is that it's over my head and this and that, but...
I'm sorry, I was just saying it kind of is over your head, you know, I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
You
can't get, like, simple, like, references to things, you know.
The thing is that... There's nothing to get. These are not references to anything. These are coincidences.
So, I guess my question now is, how many coincidences does it take before it's mathematically impossible?
Mathematically impossible for what?
Why are you talking like you're Doogie Howser?
Me, it's three. It's three. Three coincidences, and then, boom, it's evidence after that.
Oh, my God. The thing that killed me about this, dude, is that we have the QAnon guy on. And I'm like, oh, you know, they dye salmon pink. And he's like, I don't know if I believe that. And I'm like, what? You don't know if you believe that?
I said I heard about that. You know, I mean.
You said you didn't know if it was true or not. Seemed to be a little
skeptical. Yeah, I mean, I haven't cared enough to actually, like, click into it.
Well, Duncan.
All right, my wrap up here is that it seems like what Q and QAnon is about is declaring that something happened, or that happened because it fits the parameters of the situation that they created. That's what it sounds like to me. And I don't know, it just seems like bullshit to me. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry, you haven't convinced me.
Okay. I didn't expect to, but I just expected to, again ask you to think about how many coincidences it takes before it's impossible.
I'm at zero coincidences, so.
All right.
Well, Duncan, thank you for calling.
And then you have to have a certain level of intellect as well.
Right.
To understand it.
Once again.
Like a really low level.
I mean, and once again, for me, there's no proof that this guy has Q or top secret DOD clearance.
Literally has not predicted single thing at all.
Has not predicted a goddamn thing. Has listed off a bunch of murky statements that people can run back after the fact and say, oh my God, he predicted that.
It's just ink blot.
It's really nothing solid for me. All right, man. Well, look, appreciate you talking to us and educating me about Q and QAnon. And
Duncan, please stop doing this show, man.
Yeah, dude. Come on. Your friends want to like you.
Whatever.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
The Rothschilds are cool.
What a fucking idiot.
I cannot believe we spent it with that dude. I can't believe he spent it with us. Holy shit, that guy was on the phone with us for like 2 hours, right?
Yeah, dude.
That's fucking crazy.
Well, I have his phone number, so we can call him back anytime.
Anytime, yeah.
That's awesome.
I was getting so... It was fun for like a while, and then
it was so frustrating because it's like, you honestly can't see how this is bullshit. No, it's not that he can't see it. He won't see it. That's the thing.
I guess this is the conclusion. It was kind of what I wanted to explore by having him on, was like, how would this play out? Because I've never spoken to anyone in real life who actually ascribes to QAnon shit.
Damn. That was actually discouraging that human beings are actually capable of that much. I don't know. That's a dumb statement, but that was discouraging to listen to.
And he doesn't seem like he's
not dumb.
Yeah. He doesn't seem like he's like, He seems crazy, I guess.
Crazy and dumb are two different things. They're mutually exclusive.
They are. They are.
You can be crazy and dumb. You can be just crazy.
Right.
You can be just dumb. Yeah. But
what the fuck was he on? All the shit. All of it.
Do you think he was getting mad at us at the end? Maybe we should just wrap it up.
I don't know. I was ready to do the next episode right now, man. All right. You're getting a little sleepy?
Well, yes.
I'm very tired. A little tired. I'm going to go hang out with my cowboy friends, but you can go sleep if you have to.
Well, eventually, yes. Let's end the show first.
Okay.
Well, that was something. What did you learn, Chris, from that?
Oh,
am I keeping you up? I'm sorry.
It was pretty late. I guess what I learned was to just believe in yourself and don't let the mainstream media lie to you about what the real shit is, which is numerology.
Mm-hmm. And the Rothschilds, yeah.
Yeah, and the... Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
What did I learn? I learned. I learned that I am. I am dumber than Duncan, but I'm smarter than you.
Wow.
And funnier.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not my. That's out of the mouths of Duncan's.
Well, if all your jokes come from Batman, I guess that's. G. Willikers, Batman. That's a good bet.
I don't think that was...
Shut the fuck up, Duncan.
Yeah, eat shit, buddy.
Yeah.
That's not nice. He was nice.
I don't care.
Duh. Me neither. Yeah. Fuck Duncan.
Get out, Duncan!
All right. Well, folks...
It's been real as shit.
We're falling apart, so... Follow us
at the ambulance is almost here.
Follow us at DissolveAPod on Twitter. I am this is not Mike G on Twitter, and Chris is at Chris Caesar.
Right.
And Chris is off to play the horsey game now, and I am going to make the trek home. So you make the trek back here sometime in the next couple weeks.
Can anybody predict that the President of the United States is going to ever say tip-top, ever?